Since May 2006, Idle Free Windsor has coordinated a number of events such as elementary school, high school, and university level presentations and training sessions. A particularly interesting event took place at a local high school in January 2007. Throughout the week of January 22nd to January 26th, students from Kennedy Collegiate Institute learned how to conduct an anti-idling blitz. Students were divided into teams and given the responsibility of either observing or approaching vehicles in the school parking lot at the end of the school day. After some intensive training, students learned how to use data observation sheets, which were used to determine the number of idling vehicles and the amount of time vehicles spent idling. Students also learned how to approach motorists in a friendly way, asking them to make a commitment to reduce the amount of time they spend idling their vehicle. Observations were made on Tuesday, January 23rd, Wednesday, January 24th, and Thursday, January 25th. The observations made on Tuesday and Thursday were meant to determine the number of idling vehicles and the amount of time vehicles spent idling. Specifically, Tuesday's observations were used to establish baseline or pre-campaign data. Thursday's observations were used to establish follow-up or post-campaign data. The observations made on Wednesday, or campaign day, were not as extensive as those used to establish baseline data and follow-up data. It was on campaign day that students handed out information packages containing Idle Free Windsor print materials, told motorists about Windsor's anti-idling bylaw, and asked drivers to turn off their engine as they waited in the school parking lot. Did you know that 10 seconds of idling uses more fuel than turning off and restarting your engine?